they gonna get you. Venus on a trick, but I'm crying, baby. Honey, don't you want to go? Back to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm fixing to his eight, into his ten. Friend watched it tricky one time. She sure gonna do it again, but I'm crying, hey, baby, don't you want to go to the land of California, to my sweet home, Chicago. I'm going to California, from passing a mile far away. Somebody will tell me that you need my help someday, son.
But I believe it's most too late. She got a 30 special, but I believe it's most too late. I got a 3220, got to make the caps all right. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. I sent for my baby man and she don't come. All the doctors and hot springs sure can't help her, no. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, gonna shoot my Gatling gun. I'm gonna shoot my pistol, got to shoot my Gatling gun. You made me love you, now your man have come. Oh, baby, why you stayed last night? Ah, baby, why you stayed last night? You got your hair all tangled and you ain't talking right. A 30 special boys hit do very well. A 30 special boys hit do very well. I got a 3229, hits a burning. If I sent for my baby, man, and she don't come. If I sent for my baby, man, and she don't come. All the doctors in Wisconsin sure can't help her, no. Hey, hey, baby, why you stay last night? Hey, hey, baby, why you stay last night? You didn't come home until the sun was shining bright. Ah, boy, I just can't take my rest. Ah, boy, I just can't take my rest. With this 3220 laying up and down my breath.
We'll be right back. Sugar cane. I love you, sugar cane. decision is made.
killradio.org. We just played for you some Elastica. Before that, we played some... I don't know if I can remember that far back.
You were playing some blues and some Sonic Youth.
We played some Sonic Youth. Then we played some Robert Johnson, I think, was before that. And
some Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing
right?
Pumpkins before that, I think. Yeah. We played some Slater Kinney. We played some Elastica. I mean, yeah, Kadalica, I mean to say. And...
Good show, by the way.
Thank you. We also played Morrissey really early on. Oh, we also played some music by a local group called Underground Economy.
It might
be
tell
listening
me about
right
them.
Now. From what they should tell you.
What
about
is that? Okay. Underground Economy?
What is the Underground Economy or the group The Underground Economy?
Both.
You know, I remember they had a song on another CD I have of them, an earlier one, where they actually, I think it's the beginning song, they explain what the underground economy is, and then they kind of go into it.
Is it taxable by the government? Or
No, it's not. It's cash, checks, and just
paletas or drugs, or legal, or...
I think since it's underground, it might not
or is
be
survival.
Quite legal.
Barter system?
Some, yeah, yeah. All right. A lot of us in this room can partake. All right,
say no more.
All right.
Shout outs to them. And to Tribal.
Yeah, to Tribal.
Hey, so you're taking a trip. You're going on the road.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to San Francisco for a week or so.
Well, this is something I want to dedicate
to
you.
I'm not sure yet.
It's from the 80s, early 80s. It's from Dare, from the Human League.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called The Things That Dreams Are Made Of. There's a line there that says, take a boat to China or walk across or drive across the Golden Gate. It's a beautiful song.
It's nice.
Pay attention to the lyrics.
Okay. All right. Well.
Big ups to Mel Kulpa. Everybody who's listening, listen to them more. Listen to K-Radio, K-Radio family. Big ups to everybody that makes it happen. And thank you also for announcing all the things, you know, that are happening in downtown, the arts festival, the bike, bicycle summer,
bike
kicking
summer
up tomorrow.
Yeah, and TransUnity Pride and
people are leaving
anti-Walmart
at 7
conference.
From Western and Wilshire at 7.
To 7 Santa from Monica. Western and Wilshire to Santa Monica people.
So, yeah, they are too.
7 a.m. or 7 p.m.?
P.m.
Good.
All right.
Hit it. Here we go.
You're listening to Cure Radio, Mel Kulpa.
And
with Kate and Leo.
And Josue back there eating pizza.
Josue chilling over there.
And H here for Constein.
Thank you. This is para ti.
Take time to see the wonders of the world. To see the things you
All right, everybody. The square disc jockey is not coming in, Richard Ray. But this is HF Conceit. I'm going to sub in for him as long as I last. It's now midnight. We're going to open up the Out There In. In with double two N's. The Out There In. You're listening to Kill Radio Los Angeles here. Anyways, yeah, we're going to carry on here with some Mexican surf. What do you think of Mexican surf music, Leo?
I love it. I've been in love with it.
Did you know?
Marry me, but it won't do it.
No, you have to ride the wave, or you want to deep dive.
You need to kidnap me, right? Go
into
my adoptee's house and just
don't
marry.
Don't let that happen.
Surf music.
All right. All right, so you're listening to the post Mea Culpa moment here at Cure Radio. So what do you guys got to say about LA right now at Cure Radio, the election? I know you were big on having people vote and stuff. Are you happy with the results?
Yes and no. Go on.
Please.
Well, yes, because, like, you know, that means the tide is changing, which is a good thing. But no, because it's another corrupt, you know, cookie-cutter politician. You know? It's very upsetting. Hey, what's a blog? B-L-O-G.
Blog?
What is it?
Like an online journal?
Yeah, it's like a journal that you put up on the computer, you know? It's a free... Yeah. You guys should have a blog for Mea Culpa. You could put your playlist.
Morgan did it for a while.
Yeah, or whatever. You know, dreams, ideas, observations. Yeah. Critiques, insights, you know, anything you want, really.
Thank you.
Hi, you're just scholarly. All right.
So,
all right. I'm going to play you guys now something by John Coltrane. Is that cool?
Yeah, wow, yeah, John Coltrane.
This is for Mea Culpa.
Thank you.
Magnifique stratagema, santo. A estas horas deben
estar. Yeah, I hope you guys are blessed with many, many good shows and future fortune and fantastic adventures, and just that you continue to do amazing shows like you have been.
Thank you. I hope that. Thank you. Aw, that's nice. Aw. So, you know, thank you so much for everything, also. And Kunstin's great. Kunstin's great. We always tell everyone about Kunstin.
AH is the man. He melts in your mouth, not in your hand. He's wonderful. There's such sweet words.
Yeah, AH is the man.
Oh. We love you.
Candy,
Candy. I want a Kit Kat full. How are we going to make that happen?
Well, if we had money, we could make that happen.
Oh.
Unless somebody would want to, you know, donate.
I have a dollar.
We can get one for a dollar.
Nice.
How much are they? Like 50 cents?
109.
109? Ah.
Tacky. I know, sales tax is so dicey. It's tassy. Tacky and dicey, that's the new one.
I remember it was 107.
Yeah, it was.
It was 106 where I grew up.
Damn, that penny.
Did you know that John Coltrane has his own church? It's up in Oakland.
John Coltrane.
It's run by his wife, his widow.
Wow.
Alice Coltrane. You should go visit her.
But is it a Christian church or is it a John Coltrane church?
No, it's a church of love supreme. You know, it's like a more of a spiritual, you know, music kind of a.
That's nice. That's nice.
Non-denominational, you know, more all-inclusive, more soul-based.
What about our church, H?
Oh, yeah. We were looking at the building across the street from Tribal. Maybe that's it. It's calling.
Maybe,
yeah.
Yeah, because...
when you come back, we're going to sit down and we're going to...
We call ourselves a church, you know. What was that thing we were doing about the holy water?
I heard you guys a song you played earlier. It mentioned tequila and all kinds of other drinks in it. There's a song you guys played.
Really?
It mentioned a lot of drinks,
yeah. How would it sound like?
Yeah, I think it was.
Maybe it was
yeah.
the Paz Rapier.
Something about... And also, you also did... got my mojo working. I like that.
Yeah.
Who played that one? Yeah. We were listening at Tribal, but the speakers were kind of low because only the computer had them.
Yeah.
And they didn't. You didn't have the ones you attach.
Was it just like a group of you by the computers, or you just played it for the house?
No. I mean, the people. Well, that's when they came in. A lot of people. And then Emilio was making smoothies and whatever, sandwiches, and he could hear it all the way from the kitchen.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Good. Cool.
He goes, "Is that group live?" I go, "No, they're playing it." I go, "Wow." I go, "They're local?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm still playing one of them."
It's true, man. I mean, my brother used to play. We suddenly hear somebody on the radio, like, "Wait, this sounds very familiar, but different."
Them?
He's like, "Oh yeah, I've heard of them. I heard that they were going to come out with something. Need a call or whatever." It's like, you know, it. Musicians aren't that far away. They're amongst us.
They're here.
Yeah,
tonight.
Right here.
Oh, let me see your tattoo. Is that new? Wow. Is that Asian? What does it mean?
We're talking to Kate. She's sitting on the chair for all of you who can't see.
It means live for today. That's it. Live for today. Carpe diem.
Like Carpe diem?
House.
Oh, yeah. I remember that from Dead Poets Society.
I like that movie. Exactly. Except there's suits. They're like...
You've never seen that? I just watched it because I heard so many jokes about it. I had to see it, so I saw it, and I remember that, Carpe Diem. And he's like, live for today. You children will die someday, or I don't know what, but he got him spooked.
Do you remember that nickname that guy adopted, some kind of, like, an Indian name or something?
Indian name?
But it was, like, weird, like, the big kahuna or the big something. I don't know.
I don't know. Actually, you lost me.
Yeah, I lost you on that one. Yeah, some kid, like, he goes, don't call me that, my it's regular name anymore. Yeah, anyway. No. All right, but what does that mean? Live for today? What does per diem mean? I need to get paid per diem. What does that mean?
That means you need to get paid daily.
Can you guys help me line up a job so I could get paid per diem for good deeds that I do?
Yeah, I need one of those, too.
Yeah. Say what? All right.
You can go to labor ready.
Okay. How about standing in the corner with my paisanos, you know, in front of the corners? Yeah, they...
Street musicians, street sing.
No, the...
every day, like, you know...
Day laborers.
It's 20 or 30 lux or something.
Because all you need is, like, the money for today. You don't really need for tomorrow and then...
Yeah.
Yesterday, the debts of yesterday can wait.
Well, they're yesterday. I think that completely writes them off the book.
Ooh, all right.
Because it's yesterday.
That's happened to me before, yeah.
Fun.
But, or shall we, like, worry about paying our past debts, just, you know, and
no,
then...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah. What's your philosophy on living in the moment or living today or worrying about the past and the impending future and the chaos of the world situation today?
Wow. That's a question. All right, let's see.
But give a lighter answer or something.
I really don't...
Uplift us. Come on. You have the
Aquarius. I don't think about the past too much until I'm asked about it, which seems to be quite often. So then that means I have to recall it.
Why do you suppose that is?
I don't know. But people are always asking me about my past for some reason. No, just in general.
Yeah?
Well, so I said psychology or psychologically or something. No, just in general.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So what was the question again? Oh, yeah.
Dicey.
That wasn't dicey.
Alright. Alright. So, no, you don't have to answer that. It's like, you know, like, you just live. You told me once, you know, that when I was asking you, I was kind of concerned about, like, thinking too much, having what they call in Zen monkey mind, you know, when you think too much.
Monkey mind.
And then you said something like, well, a good technique to living in the present and the moment is music, right?
One, oh, yeah, like you I hit think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think when you play music,
mm-hmm.
it's an art form that exists in time.
In time?
So when you're playing it, you're forced to be at that moment because you're listening to music at that moment. So, you know.
But how about if you don't have an instrument handy near you? Or
sing?
Can you sing? Yeah? Like
or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you can just get like a table or spoons or something and just do it. You know, just percussion.
Well, after that, I got my claves in, so that was fine. Everything was fine.
Good. That's good. So now you have a ready-made banging instrument. Oh, that's sexy, I think.
No, you know what's sexy to me now that I'm getting into bikes? The sound, when you're alone riding your bike, the sound of your bike. Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, one of the first times I ever saw you on a bike, we talked about, you know, bike riding, and then you said, I think bike riding is very sensual.
I did?
You did. Yeah. And then I said, yeah, of course you did.
Oh, I remember. No, you asked me, how does it feel?
I thought about it. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It was by the Pershing Square Metro. How does it feel? I was talking about the bike. New bike. How does it feel? How does it feel to ride it? And they say, how does it feel? And then he just stops and he looks up gives that H, you know, Humberto look. It looks down, it's like sensual. I'm like,
I said it like that?
Yeah.
Well, it does.
Yeah.
No, you know what? The first thing I noticed, like when I started writing, you feel the city air when it's clean, and you feel like. Then you think about it. You go. Fuck. I'm moving. I'm like naked in space. Well, you're wearing clothing, right? But you're naked in space, literally. Like
yeah,
you're moving.
There's no metal box surrounding you, like a car. You're there.
Yeah, and
it's a very freeing experience.
It
I
is.
Love
riding my bike. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. And
Or you could ride naked.
On a bicycle? No.
I was with some people that were having a discussion about riding naked. Last weekend, I think. Apparently, one of them does.
At the shack? No, sorry.
At somewhere.
Or
an
somewhere.
Undisclosed area.
Undisclosed.
Yes. Yeah, riding around saying that, like, Hicks and Hillbillies would pick on somebody with the spandex, the bicycle spandex,
uh-huh.
You know, more readily than they'd pick on a naked boy riding his bike. It's like, oh, look, that straight boy in that crowd of spandex people. He's so straight, he's not going to wear that spandex like those other queer people. You know?
Oh, wow.
So,
was that considered gay to wear the spandex?
I don't know.
No?
I guess so.
I gotta guess. This reminded me of a spandex story. Can I share it?
Please.
It happened at the Music Center, actually.
Really?
I wrote this libretto that almost got produced in 96, and this my co-producer happened to, she used to work at the Music Center. She had a job there. And she was like a graduate of some Eastern elite school.
Like most of my friends.
And anyways, I won't disclose it. But anyways, we had this audition. All these dancers came in. And then we were showing them the steps, you know, that we wanted them to do. It was like a cabaret floor show, kind of supper club. Like what you see in movies like Gilda or Aventurera or Mexican gangster movies from the 40s. Yeah. Anyway, so she gifted me this like bright orange and red spandex men's suit, you know, that I put on.
Orange
but
and red.
Yeah. I don't know where it's at now, but it felt uncomfortable at first.
Damn.
But then you forget about it. It's just, like you're moving, you know, again through naked through space, but you have something
wow.
on.
Damn.
I once saw a local LA band, I won't say who they are, but on their website they had a picture of one of the members on a white horse, naked, nude.
Oh,
but it looked beautiful.
Okay.
It looked like out in nature, yeah. There's
nice.
Nothing wrong with that, right?
No, I don't think so. Not so at all. Think it's wrong in the room? So can we all take off our clothes?
No, easy. All right. Oh.
Oh
my
god. I
wasn't
serious about that. Okay, well, whatever. Go. That's cool.
All right.
I mean, it's correct. We
this too?
Said it was cool. I guess you can. Yeah, I mean, just do whatever you want.
Kate. No, wait. No. Oh,
no.
Dude. Hey.
Okay,
wow, I didn't know you were.
I think I should too then if everybody's doing it. I feel left out. Am I showing enough skin like everybody else in the room?
Ooh, yeah. No. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, so? Okay. All right. There we go. Why the silence? All of a sudden everybody just gets quiet. Nobody got quiet when everybody else was thinking.
Yeah. Hey, out there, did we?
What? Oh, he says thank you for the
get
compliment.
A mic on, please. Get your mic.
Yeah, we need more mics. Can we get somebody to donate more mics to the station?
Yeah. Hey, let's take an opportunity right now to give it up for KureRadio.org, independent internet radio station that's truly free spirit and free everything and DIY, right?
Yeah, DIY.
And we survive on $400 a month, you guys. So we need you to donate.
Look what you can happen, you know, if everybody just gets together and you can do a lot with $400 a month.
What do we need people to donate? Money or equipment or time or
money would be nice.
Yeah,
but we need mics. Does anyone know who would be willing to donate mics? We need more memory.
Hand me the
more memory space. What else do we need?
We need love, I think, no?
We do, we need love. So bring your love, please. Yeah, everybody in the room is bringing love.
All right, let's feel it. Let's feel it and then send it out.
Let's feel the love.
Ready? Receive it and then feel it. Feel it inside you and then throw it out. Ready?
Receive. Okay, now. That's a lot of love right there.
Yeah, thank you. That
love.
Was
thank you so much for the love.
So much that we could give it to Los Angeles and well, San Francisco.
It's going over the state, man. It's
the whole state?
Yeah.
Yeah. North America too.
North America.
South America.
Stretch over to South America, to Europe.
How about the Pacific Islands?
Yeah, let's kind of dance over the Pacific Islands. You know.
Undulating.
Yeah.
On a chalupa or on a boat. How about on a balloon, air balloon? Are you gonna if you get invited in San Francisco to take a weekend up to Sonoma to go taste wine and take a ride on a balloon? You'll take
taste
it.
Taste the wine go? When I'm old enough to taste the wine. Is that
okay? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Not even like not even school. Not even school. I mean, a church wine. You know.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, but it's not as good, huh?
Actually, I can do that, but I've never really done that because it's kind of
illegal.
Kinda gross,
or
you know, it's kind of gross. But I remember being able, you know, I could drink that as a child in Catholic school.
What kind of wine do they use?
Red wine, Jesus' blood. Yeah.
Ooh, the like.
I wonder if they saw that in stores.
Like dark, real dark, or
real dark? Yeah, red wine.
Red wine.
Yeah. Wow, I haven't thought about this in a long time.
Cabernet Sauvignon, or
I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's you know, wine, dark wine.
All right. Well, we're gonna let the audience listen to a little more.
More music.
John Coltrane. Do you have anything else you wanna play, or?
I can play a bunch of stuff. Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Billy Idol's yours.
Yeah, I have Billy Idol CDs. I do. Isn't Claire like him?
A little bit. Is it too much if I put something political?
No.
No?
Yeah.
No? Alright, here we go. This is goes out to Oakland. It's something by Angela Davis. Hmm? Yeah? Who is she?
Who she is?
My vision is leaving me. Here, help.
Nicole, you gotta take the...
Help me.
You won't. I've done it before.
What number is she?
Let's see. What number is she? Yeah, please. Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Kate.
As an introduction to the remarks that I'm going to make, that I think we have a responsibility to research the contributions of our mothers and grandmothers, and we have the responsibility to continue to fulfill the legacy which has been left us by struggling women from among our people, understanding that without their contributions, our people would have never been able to withstand the savagery and the brutality inflicted upon us for so many hundreds of years. I've tried to point out the fact over and over again, as I said, that my case is rather insignificant, and it only received so much attention because Ronald Reagan saw it necessary to get involved in it. And of course, in the news media, you know, jump at anything that he has to say. But when I say that I'm trying to put this in the context of the general repression that's taking place in this country, I'm talking about the exile of Eldridge Cleaver. I'm talking about the unwarranted imprisonment of Huey Newton, about Bobby Seale, who's been chained and gagged and sentenced to 4 years for contempt of court. This sounds like something that might have come out of slavery or out of the Spanish Inquisition.
This country has a way of using tags to confuse issues, you know, to make people inactive. Communism, that's a tag, you know, to confuse the issues so that to make less important what a person is saying. You know, and I think that everybody in this country, no matter how old, during the whole 50s, was affected by the whole McCarthy period. You know, exposed to those television things, the whole blacklisting, the whole scare. The country has never overcome it. I personally react to the word subconsciously. Communism, Panthers. To confuse, to make people inactive, to confuse issues, to make less important what a person is saying. We create a whole thing around who Panthers are, so that now we see people with guns and stuff. We don't see people talking about breakfast programs, free medical attention, people controlling what happens in their communities, you see, because we're immediately turned off by the tag to make people inactive.
And this isn't even to mention all of the brothers and sisters who fall every day under the bullets of the fascist police forces all over this country, in the ghettos and the barrios. This isn't to mention the heroic fight of the Vietnamese people who are fighting for self-determination, for freedom. I've continued to say, and I will continue to hold the position, that if my job at UCLA prevents me from fighting against exploitation, against oppression, against repression, then I have to say later for my job. Mr. Reagan and his co-conspirators on the Board of Regents, that with all of the power they pretend to wield, they cannot succeed in subverting the will of the students here all the time, particularly if we're talking about a group of fighting black women who are aware of their responsibility to keep the fires of liberation raging.
I had been to a voter registration workshop, you know, to just training and teaching us how to register to pass the literacy test. And it was giving us enough training that we could tell other people, you know, how to pass the literacy test. So we had attended a workshop from the 3rd of June to the 8th. We finished the workshop on the 8th, and then we got the Continental Trailway bus to come back to Mississippi. And we got to Winona, Mississippi, I would say about 10:30 that Sunday morning on our way back to Greenwood. And that was, we had gotten in 25 miles of the voter registration headquarters. And the bus stopped in Wanoa, you know, at the bus terminal. And four people got off the bus, you know, to use the restaurant to get food. And two people got off, used the washroom while I was still on the bus. When I looked through the glass, I saw the people rush out. And one of the girls who had gone in the washroom, she just got back on the bus. And I stepped off to see what had happened. And Miss Punder told me that it was a state highway patrolman and a chief of police on the inside, and began to tap them on the shoulders with billy clubs and ordered them to get out. And I said, well, this is Mississippi. So I got back on the bus, and as soon as I was seated, I saw them when they began to put the five people, what was, you know, off the bus, but they wasn't over 6 feet from the bus, began to put them in the highway patrolman's car. And I stepped off again because I was holding one of the ladies' irons, you know, that they was arresting. And she said, get back on the bus, Miss Hamer. And then I heard somebody scream from the car that she was in and said, get that one there. And then a white man stepped out of the car and told me I was under arrest. And when he opened the door and I went to get in the car, he kicked me. And they carried me on down to the county jail, where they had the other highway patrolmen had carried the other five. And they, you know, when I walked in with the two white men that had carried me down, and they cursed me all the way down. They would ask me questions, and when I would try to answer, they would tell me to hush. And when I walked inside of the booking room, one of the policemen went over and jumped up on one of the Negro's feet that was with us. And then they just began to, you know, put us in cells. And I was put in a cell with Miss Sylvester Simpson. And after I was put in this cell, I could just hear some horrible screams and horrible sounds, you know, of licks. And I saw one of the girls, 15 years old, was with us. And she passed my cell, and she was real bloody. And then they asked the little man that cleaned up the jail to go in. I can tell
you.
We're not too bad.
stomp your feet, let us get your hour of grief first. Coming fast, I'll tell you why. Stomp your feet, let us get your high. Here we come, baby, and you better run with the grief first.
Hey everybody, technical difficulties, there we go, wait, oh,
you're listening to The Outer In, a special sub-in for Richard Ray, the Square Disc Jockey, who's out there doing a gig. For all you that are members of K-Radio, check the list. There's an invitation from Joseph of Trainwreck for a party, triple Gemini party. So, you know, Geminis have two people in them, so that's like six, for six people. And it's the information's on the list of K-Radio, and it's near Bogey's Liquor, right here on off of Melrose and Wilton. So it's BYOB because Bogey's Liquor Store is closed by. Anyways, in the background, sorry about the technical difficulty. You're listening to perhaps H's favorite band, the Flaming Stars. This is Cash 22 from Sunset and Boy. It's got one of the best covers ever, in my opinion. This woman, this beautiful woman with a... have you seen those Pulp Fiction books from the 50s, early 60s? Anyway, she's like kind of menacing, beautiful looking, wearing a dress, but with nothing on the shoulders. And gloves, like silk gloves or satin gloves to the elbow. And she's looking at you, but she's got like an automatic gun resting on her breast. Like, yes, you can look, but don't F with me. Kind of like something out of The Wild Party. That book, yeah. Something we found out what we wanted until we said I need someone like you. But if I had everything I'd waste it, I'd probably waste it again. But if I had all the money I'd spend, spend it on you. What else could I do? Back in the 90s, my youngest sister, we lived out there in, near the General Hospital. Anyways, she was going to Berkeley. It was 93, I think. And she was a huge fan of Sonic Youth. That's when this album was out, I think. And around that time. Anyway, so it took me a while to get into Sonic Youth. I had seen them actually play with Glenn Branca in the 80s, just a guitarist, but I really fell in love with the song Purr from this album. What's the name of it? Dirty? Yeah. So how did you get turned on to Sonic Youth?
Here
in LA?
Yeah, in LA. And I got to meet him backstage. And then
lucky you.
Yeah, and then I got to see them at
By the way, the Sunset Junction is coming up. Anyways, this song is dedicated to my sister Letty. Who turned me on. I turned her on to a lot of music, but she in turn turned me on to a lot of music, and we're good friends. We hadn't talked for a while, but now we did, and everything's cool. And everything's cool there, like you said yesterday. Life is good, right?
Life is good.
What made you say that? That was so beautiful, that moment. You just like go. After she took a tour of her. And that's my sister's favorite, by the way. Anyways, I just say the one and only, but you go. Took a sigh a bit. Life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Say it again. Come on. Life is good. All right. This is for her and for everybody that's feeling what Lil is sharing here. That life is indeed good, huh?
I do it every day. Come back again tomorrow.